Today's daf is Kiddushin daf Yud Beis, and we are on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We're up to the third suggestion of why Beis Shammai says that the minimum amount that one has to give for marriage, for Kiddushin, is not a pruta, but a dinar. So we had number one, we had on daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, we said maybe it's a svara. Reb Zera said, Isha Makpedas Al Atzma, and she's not miskadeshes on less than a dinar, which we related. Remember, the Rashba related that to Daf Gimel of Chalipin. Why didn't the Gemara ask that there, as the Gemara asked it here? But that was all option number one. Number two, we quoted the name of Rav Asi. Rav Asi says maybe there's a formal requirement whenever the Torah says the word kesef, the Gemara requires. The Gemara says that the Torah requires kesef tsuri, pure silver, and not any other materials mixed in like copper. Whenever the Rabbanan say kesef, so then one could have the lower level kesef copper. So we said that doesn't work in all the contexts, and therefore we had to change Rav Asi's rule to where the Torah demands a specific amount of kesef, like by Pidyon HaBen, like by Shloshim Shel Eved, like Ones En Mefata and Motzi Shemer, all of those. So that was, we had to change Rav Asi, so that was not accepted, Lamaskana, to be a svara for Beis Shammai. Along the way, just to keep in mind, it was an important Rashi that we had, where Rashi quotes the principle of Masra HaKasav LaChachamim, in the context of Toin V'Nitan, that maybe the Rabbanan were the ones that decided and figured out and created the contours for the law of how much is needed for every Taina and how much is needed for every Hoda'ah. And that is unique. There aren't too many areas in Halacha where we have that principle where the Rabbanan don't only explain the Torah, but they create the contours of the Torah itself. That was, we mentioned two places in Shas where it comes up, but seven or eight or nine other places where the Rishonim bring in that principle, but right here, Rashi is one of them. L'masu ha-kasav el ha-chachamim, at the seventh or eighth skinny line, Rashi quotes, if you look in the Minchas Asher and Dvarim and Simin Chav Zayin, he puts together all of the places where the Rishonim and the Achronim bring up that principle. But that was all number two. So now we have three and four. Number three, we're up to Reish Lakish. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Omer, about seven lines up from the bottom, here on Yud Aleph from a base. Shimon Lakish Omer, Tamayu de Beis Shammai Kedechizkia. The reason for Beis Shammai, why he requires a dinar, which we do not paskin bizman hazeh, we never paskin generally like Beis Shammai, but we don't paskin, we paskin pruta, ki de chizkia, maybe it's based on chizkia, da amar chizkia, amar kra, vehefda. What is the din of vehefda, milameid, shemigara'as, mipidyona, viyotza. What does that mean? If there is a shifcha who wants to go free, so the halacha is, there's something called gira'on kesef. And that is, as we'll learn from later on in this parak is the source for all kinyanim and shas. Second half of this, the middle part of this parak, the first parak of Maseches Kedushin. So one of the ways a shifcha could go free is to pay her way out. If she worked for a certain number of years already, so we deduct that amount to what she, the original purchase price, and whatever's left, that's how she can pay her way out. Maybe what? How does she have any money? Somehow she got money. Maybe a long-lost aunt died, and she yarshined. Either way, that's the concept of gira'on kesef. Make it less. Says the Chizkia, that's learned out from the word vehefda. Vehefda is lashon hifil, means causative. The owner helps the shifcha become free by lowering the price for her to pay in order to go free. You learn that from Vehefta. Milameid shemigaras vipidyona. We learn that he lessens from her redemption price, the yotza, and then she can go free. Rashi quotes that this is by an Eved Ivri, by a male also. Konetz aso bigiron kesef shemechashevim adunav. Kisheba liftos etz atzmo bekach vekach lukachtani. Well, you bought me for 6 years. Rashi quotes all of this in Parshat Mishpatim. And each year then is worth this amount. I work for 2 years already. I have four left. So you will let me go for a less amount. That is the amount. That is the halacha learned out from the hefta. So the Gemara says, E amrit bishlama diyav ladinar. If we say that the original purchase price for the Eved, for the Shifcha, was a dinar, hainu demagara va'azla at pruta. So that's how you know that you could go down to a pruta, because if it starts off as a pruta, there's nothing to go down to. Pruta is the smallest amount of currency that halacha recognizes. So if you say the original kinyan was done through a dinar, so then you could say that you go down and you have at least a pruta left. Ela'i amrit diyavla pruta. But if it starts off as a pruta, and as we'll see, Beis Shammai compares the kinyan of Eved Ivriya Mevriya to Kiddushin, as we learned earlier, back on Daf Gimel, one of the two sources for kinyan Kesef is Amevriya. So the Gemara says, I amrit diyavla dinar, hainu temgaras vaz la pruta, ela I amrit diyavla pruta, mi megara? Could you have anything less than a pruta? You start off with a pruta, so what do you mean? What's the concept of Giron Kesef? How would that work? So therefore, that is the potential svara for Beis Shammai. Just before we continue, just one or two points. There is a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in the Tosfos Rid a couple of dafim next week on Daf Chaf Aleph. That Rabbeinu Tam has the suggestion that Giron Kesef is only where the kinyan was done with kesef originally. If the kinyan was done with shtar, as we know, you could also be Kona and Eved with Shtar, then there is no concept of Giron Kesef. That's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Pish Rabbeinu Tam says in Tosfos Rid, Tahadalo Tana, where the Mishnah there says, V'kona es atzmo, biyovel ubemisas ha'adon, the Mishnah says there, Rabbeinu Tam says, where's Giron Kesef? Why isn't that in the Mishnah? Mishum de'ein shayech bo, kivan delo nikne b'kesef. V'cheinami, ha'nikne b'shtar b'lo kesef, Kigon and Machar Aves Vito Bishtar Veloki Bel Kesef. So then there is no Giron. Alma. Sha Niknes Bekesef, Yotze Bekesef. Aval Bishtar, Eina Yotze Bekesef. That's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. He has it based on a diuk of what the Mishnah left out later on. Red the Tosas Rid, though, does not accept that. The Eino Nira Li Lomar, Demisha Nikne Bishtar, Eina Magaria Mi Pidyono. Why not? The Gemara never says that. Giron Kesef is a way for pidyon. To dindar isa to hachitznan eved ivri nikne bekesef b'shtar v'kones atzmo b'shanim ubiyovel ubigiron kesef ubal karchin hagiron kesef akulukoi benim nikne bekesef benim nikne b'shtar machlokas rishonim whether giron kesef only applies if the original kinyan was bekesef or even b'shtar. Again, major machlokas. What is giron kesef? And this is a question already of the achronim. Is giron kesef, is that a kinyan? Or is that more of just a removal of the bialus, that I'm paying my way out and you no longer own me? Or am I buying my freedom? Is it kona es atzmo? Right, that's the language of the Mishnah that the Tosfos Rid quoted. Kona es atzmo, b'shanim u'b'yovel b'giron kesef. If it's just a removal, so then maybe that's like Rabbeinu Tam. You can only remove what you created. So if I created something through kesef, so maybe to be mesalik that, so that requires kesef, that's where kesef is allowed. But if I created something with shtar, just to remove that, I can't do that with kesef, possibly. Masha'enkin, if you say, no, it's not a siluk, it's more of a kinyan. There was a kinyan to go in, there was a kinyan to go out. So then, maybe that's what the Tosfos Rid would say, that giron kesef could apply throughout. Right, we discussed this by gittin. Right? Is get just an unraveling of the marriage, halachically, conceptually, or is it no? There's a full kinyan here, and now there's a full kinyan the other way. Right? We're not going to be machalik by get is a shtar. So would Rabbeinu Tam say, oh, only if you went in b'shtar? No, get it works for all three, obviously. So maybe you can be machalik between giron kesef and gittin. But that is an important machlokas of the Tosfos Rid. Vinchas Chinuch is bothered by the Rabbeinu Tam for a Gemara that we're going to have as in a couple of lines. The Gemara is going to say that the kinyan originally can only be done if there is a possibility for giron kesef. If there's no possibility for giron kesef, then even the original kinyan would not work. So the Minchas Chinuch says, according to Rabbeinu Tam, how do you ever have a kinyan bishtar if you cannot do giron kesef? That's the Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah of Amevriya. He discusses in mitzvah mem gimel os yud. He quotes this Rabbeinu Tam, and he quotes Rabbeinu Tosfos arguing, and he says, "V'itzavalchar kashal das Rabbeinu Tam to kan b'gemara amrinan to ena yotze bepruta kiva to lo shayak iron akein zorach dinar hachazinan to shayak kinyan after lo shayak iron gom b'shtar." And he continues, you have to be mechalik. But that requirement is only if you were kona b'kesef, so you have to have the possibility of kesef. But if it's too little, if it's less than a pruta, then it wouldn't be allowed. Okay, either way, this was all giving pshat to this concept that we're going to have in the Shem later in the parak again, but it's the first time that we touch on it here, Giraon Kesef. So that's the Svara, possibly, says Reish Lakish, for Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai requires a dinar, because Kiddushin is compared to Kinyan Amma Ivriya, and we just proved that Kinyan Amma Ivriya, the minimum is a dinar. Says the Gemara now, who says, V'dilmachi kamar achmana. Maybe the Torah doesn't mean that. Maybe the Torah says, kol heicha, and this is what we just referred to in the Menchas Chinuch. Heicha diyavla dinar, tigara at pruta. Where the original Kenyan was with a dinar, then Giron Kesef is possible. Heicha diyavla pruta lo tigara klal. Maybe, if you gave less, so then there is no Giron Kesef. Giron Kesef is only possible in certain contexts. So the Gemara says, no, lo salka daitach. There's no such havamina that it would be limited. Dumya de yiud. Why? Because it's similar to yiud, the marriage that takes place in a case of the buying of a amivriya. Afalgav de iboy miyad iboy lo miyad. And again, it comes up at length later in the parak, even though the master, the adon, can be miyad, or maybe he doesn't have to be miyad, because he can be miyad to his son, or then he would have to free her if he doesn't, either to him or his son. But kalhecha delomatzi miyai lo havis vina zvini. But if yid is not possible at all, then the original kinyan was not effective. And Hachanami says the Gemara, kalhecha delomatzi migra lo havis vini zvini. Any time when the giron was not possible, the original kinyan wouldn't be effective. That was the kasha that the Minchas Chinuch had on the Rabbi Natan from this line. But now Reish Lakish finishes his raya. V'kiddushe isha lebei shamay nafgalu meyama evriya. Kiddushin is learned out from kinyan ame evriya. Ma amaha evriya bepruta lo mikne af isha bepruta lo mikdasha. Isn't that's the possibility for Beis Shammai. Stop there for a moment. Again, a major topic that we'll have to talk about later in the parak, Yi'ud, but there's just an important lashon in Rashi here that we'll have to remember for then. Rashi says on the second line, Rashaya Adon liyadalo bitok shnei amhus, the Adon can be miyayed her during her years of servitude, v'tiyem mekudesh eslo, and she can be married to mekudesh to him. Im amar la, im yomar la, hari at miyuedesli. That's the lashon used by Yi'ud. Hari at miyuedesli b'mashi yesh li alayach. What you already owe me, you can keep. This gets into issues of a kidsha b'milveh. But that's Rashi's lashon. If you look in the Rambam in Ilchas Kinyan, the Rambam does not have that lashon. The Rambam in Perek Dalet, he says v'keset miya'adol libno. Right, if you start the Rambam talks earlier in the parak about what yid is, Ame Evriya, he explains what an Ame Evriya is, Hiktana Shemachra Aviya. It's a Jewish girl. Remember, Ame Evriya is not like a Shifcha Kanaan, it's different rules. Ame Evriya is a Jewish girl that the father wants to take care of financially, put her in a certain situation. Umi Shetavish Dei Sairas, Achash Dei Masrishana Vatea Sanare, and Yachala Machra, right, it's only a Ktana, Vechulu. And the Rambam continues and tells us about Yi'ud, what is Nikne? Zayin. Yi'ud osaha adon la'atzma o libno, hari yikashar arusos. Once Yi'ud is done to the master or to the son, hari yikashar arusos. Ve'ena yotza ve'echan mikalelu el b'mises habal o baget. Once Yi'ud is done, they're like married. U'mitzvaz Yi'ud kodemes l'mitzvaz pediyah. It's better to do Yi'ud than to free her. Keitzan mitzvaz Yi'ud. Omer la bifnei shnayim, hari amu kudeshesli, hari amu uresesli, hari al leisha, afilu besof sheish samach lishkiyas achama, v'nazorach litein laklum, shemosa rishonis lakidusha nitnu. Okay, what's interesting, the Rambam does not have the lashon that Rashi quoted. Hari at miyu edesli. Is that to tip us off that the Rambam thinks that yid is closer to a regular kiddushin than Rashi? Yid is something unusual. You're not giving a maisa, you're not giving money right now. Right, we paskin Mos Rishonos, the original Kenyan money could be used for the Kesef. And the Rambam also uses the Lashon of, once Yid is done, Hare Hi Kishar Arusos. Right, so again, that tips us off. Maybe it's similar, maybe Rashi wouldn't say that. Rashi has the Lashon of Yid over here. And then also the next line, Kesem Yai Lebeno, Emay Ebeno Gadol, V'nasa Rishus La'aviv Li'adalo, Hare Ha'av Omer Lo B'fneishtayim, Hare Ha'am Kudeshes Lebeni. Right, also the language of Kiddushin. So let's just keep that lashon in mind that Rashi has right here, Hari at miyu edesli. Okay, so let's get back to the Gemara. So we have the pasta. This is the possibility. So we have Amma requires dinar, and we compare Kedushin to that. Says the Gemara, maybe not. V'ema palga de dinar, v'ema shtei prutos. Who says that you go all the way up from, oh, you can't split a pruta, so the kenyan can't originally be a pruta, so that proves that it has to be a dinar. What about two prutos? It's also less than a dinar. So why does Beis Shammai jump up from a pruta to a dinar? Why is that the next one? Says the Gemara, kivan da fikte mi pruta ukma a dinar. Because we like to go in whole currency values. Once pruta is too little, then we jump up. We don't just double it. We go to the next whole currency item, and that would be a dinar. Right? Rashi quoted this on Amar Aleph yesterday, already explaining even in Ravasi. That is all, though, try number three for Beis Shammai. But now we have the fourth and final try. Rava Amar, Hainu Taima de Beis Shammai, Shelo Yu Benos Yisrael Kehefker. What does that mean? This is not a regular kinyan, Beis Shammai is saying. We know what Benos Yisrael can be like Hefker. Oh, just like the minimum amount that you could give for buying a tree and buying groceries, you could give for kinyan Ishus. No. Shelo Yu Benos Yisrael Kehefker. Says Beis Shammai, no, it has to be something on a higher level. Right? Interesting to put this with the Beis Shammai from the end of Maseches Gittin. You can only divorce for a Dvar Erva. He has a certain standard of going into a marriage and going out of a marriage. There is, though, an interesting machlokas we've shown him here, how to understand this line of Rava, Rashi. Rashi says, Kehefker. So what if Lamaisa somebody uses a pruta? According to Beis Shammai. What's the halacha? Is this a din d'rabana or is this a din d'araisa? They shouldn't be like Hefker. Rashi says, Kehefker liknos bidavar muat, umi d'rabanan hu tekamer la Beis Shammai, da'afke'inu rabanan likidushin hapchusin midinar. Rashi quotes the magical words that we had twice in Maseches Gittin. Lama Gimel and Ayin Gimel. Says Rashi, it's afke'inu. If he tries to get married with less than a dinar, the rabbis say, doesn't work. This is a little easier than the other times. The other times we had afke'inu was there was been a marriage here for 35 years. And now he wants to not uproot it. He wants to be mevatel the get. Just one example. And the rabbis say, nope, the get works. And they uproot. So that's already uprooting a marriage. So that's somewhat harder. Here we are preventing a marriage from starting, on the one hand. On the other hand, it's harder here. Why? You remember we had a Rashba. We quoted from the beginning of Ksubis, where the Rashba says, at least in the other context, you have a trigger. The rabbis can't just say there's a marriage, okay, poof, it doesn't exist anymore. There was a get given. So if there was a get given, so really he wants to be a mevatel get, so we say your bittul doesn't work, so the get works. So there is something halachically going on here that could uproot the marriage. Here, he gives her money. He gives her a pruta. And the rabbis are saying, no, it never happened. So on the one hand it's harder, on the one hand it's easier in this context. But pashtus, it sounds like it's a derabanan. If you look in the Ritva quotes, maybe it's a d'oraisa. Maybe this is even a d'oraisa level. First he quotes Pirish midrabanan who? Avo midaraisa bepruta sagi to kesef stam mamon mashma. Vechite mahechi bafki rabanan akidushin called the makadish as a d'rabanan makadish. So he quotes like Rashi. Vizimnin demafku luhu begita to call to who? Vizimnin below shum get klal. He notes our distinction. He says that even though there's no get here, still it doesn't work. But then he quotes, Inami vihu hanachon, what I think. Da'afilu mi da'oraisa, ukme rachmana adinar. The Torah is what requires the minimum dinar. Shehikpita benos Yisrael shelo yiyu kehefker. Wow. The Ritva says that this day of Rava is Midaraisa. Midaraisa, the Torah requires more than a pruta, shelo yu b'rosio kehefker, that's a daraisa. The Torah recognizes that this is different. Maybe it's similar to the Derecheha Darchei Noam principle that we like to mention often. And that is, there's something unique and special by marriage, and the Torah recognizes that this is not a normal marriage, and therefore to protect B'nos Yisrael, they, on a daraisa level, the Torah says that it has to be higher level. It doesn't quote Derecheha Darchei Noam, but maybe that's an idea what's behind it. Maybe we'll see, we'll come back to Derecheha Darchei Noam if there's time later. Okay, either way, that takes us through Beis Shammai, and we have the four suggestions in the Gemara. Beis Hillel omrim bepruta. Beis Hillel says a pruta, that is what is required, and that of course is what we paskin. So Rav Yosef lemei mar pruta kol dehu. Rav Yosef thought that a pruta means any type of pruta, meaning different times in history prutas were worth more than others, as Rashi says right here. Kol dehu kol ma shehadoros mishanim es hamatbeya. Pamim shepochasin, pamim shemosifin, mimishkalam. Right, there's different values to the pruta. So Rav Yosef thought, whatever the pruta is in the time period that you live, so that is what you use. Right, that's bizman hazeh. Amar le abaya, but one second. But vaha alaktani. But didn't the Mishnah continue and say, kami pruta echa mishmona b'isar italki? The Mishnah says it's 1/8 of an Italian isar. So doesn't that show that there's an objectivity? It has to be worth a certain basic amount? So why did the Mishnah say that if it can be any amount? And if you want to say, well, maybe that was just telling us about what it was. It's just telling us from Mitzias. This is what it was in the days of Moshe, but not that you need to use that. So if you want to say that, aval hacha kedachash velahula inshi, but nowadays it's whatever people estimate. Vaha ki asa Rav Dimi amar, but when Rav Dimi came, he said shia Rav Simai bedoro kamehi pruta echad mishmona b'isari talki. Rav Simi estimated v'chi asa Ravin amar Rabbi Dustoy v'Rabbi Yanai v'Rabbi Yoshia shiru kamavi pruta echad mishisha b'isari talki. So you see, there was a fixed amount here. It's not just saying what was in the days of Moshe. They each figured it out. They wanted to make sure it was enough. But what do you mean? If you could just use a pruta, what do you have to estimate anything for? Just use whatever you have. So Amar Le Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef defends himself. Ihachi hainu detanina. Maybe this is what my raya. Seva chashov. What's the context here? The context here is by Asham Me'ilos. We know the Isser of Me'ilos. Somebody benefits illegally from the Beis HaMikdash. He's chayav a carbon Asham. And Asham is a very expensive carbon. The minimum amount, it is worth 2 slayim. Even if I only benefited from the Beis HaMikdash, a very little amount. I still have to bring a carbon Asham, one of the 5 Ashamos. Asham Gzelos, Asham Me'ilos, Asham Shivcha Charufa, or the second one, Me'ilos. So says the Medrash, Tseva Chashov, Kama Prutos Mishnei Slayim. How many Prutos? I might have only gotten 1 little Prutos worth of Hana. How many Prutos are in 2 Slayim? Yoser Me'alpayim. Even more than 2,000. So the Gemara says, Hashta Alpayim Lohavyin. Yeser Me'alpayim. Kari Lahu. If it's a fixed amount, then it'll be less than 2,000. Right, what does the Braisa mean? Say, see how many prutos? Even more than 2,000. Rav Yosef, it's not true. If it's a fixed amount at 1/8 right of the Italian Isar, there'd be less than 2,000. So Amalui says back, Ahu Saba, Anatanino Akarav Lalpayim. Okay, I didn't say more, it's close. So the Gemara says, Sof Sof, Alpha V'chamesh Me'av Etzlasin V'shisu Dahavyin. Rashi does the math, it's 1,536 prutos in the 2 slime. So what, you're gonna say that's close? So Gemara says, yeah. Kiva denafka lumi palka karav lalpayim karilei. Since it's more than 1,500, we call it close. We round up, even though it's not so close. But either way, the discussion here, machlokas of Yosef and Abaya, whether when we say the pruta, there is an objective minimum amount what the pruta is worth. But along the way, we quoted two machlokas, Rav Dimi and Ravin, who often have machlokos when they come from Eretz Yisrael. Was it 1/8 or 1/6? Right, 1/8 or 1/6. So the Gemara just goes into now. Is that really a machlokas? Kufa. He also, Rav Dimi, will quote it again. Amar Shia, Rav Simi Bidoro. Kamehi Pruta, Echad Mishmona, Bisari Italki. Rav Dimi said 1/8. V'chiasa Ravin Amar Shia, Rav Dustai, Rav Yanev, Rav Oshia, Kamehi Pruta, Echad Mishisha, Bisari Italki. They said 1/6. So Amalei Abayel Rav Dimi, what you're arguing about? Neima Atva Ravin Biplukta Dani Tanoi Kim Miflagisu. Are you arguing about what the following Tanam argued about? And again, we don't like to have a Machlokas Amoraim, which exactly parallels a Machlokas Tanoim, because then why would the Amoraim argue? Just quote the Machlokas Tanoim. But Asabaya, so aren't you arguing about the same? Ditanya. The Braisa says, pruta sha'amru chachamim, how much is a pruta? So the Gemara goes through all of the different calculations of money. Echon mishmona b'isar italki. It's 1/8 of an Italian isar. Sheishma kasef, when you hold that 2 ma'a equals a dinar, ma'a equals 2 pundion, shnei pundion, pundion, shnei isarin, isar shnei musmasin, mismashne, kunterodinkin, kunterak, shnei prutos. If you do all that math, line it up. Nimsa pruta achad b'shon b'isar italki. That's the first opinion. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer, shlosha hadrasin lama. Here's a different calculation. Shnei hinsin lahadris. 2 hinsin are 1 hadris. Shnei shmanim lahenitz. Beis prutos lashamin. Nimsa, if you do all that math, prutach l'bishisha b'isar italki. So, lema damar amar katana kama v'ravin damar kershimen gamliel. So, are you arguing? You and Rav Ravin are arguing about this machlokas tanaim. So, he'd rather not say that. So, answers Rav Dimi, no. Amar le bein l'didi, bein Ravavin, alibi de tana kama. We're both holding like the tana kama, that is 1/8. A pruta is 1/8 of an Italian isar, that's the minimum. The lo kasha, ha de eiker isure, ha de zol isure. Right, different times. One time when it was high in value, one time when it was low in value. Ha de eiker isure, kum esrim ba'arba bezuzo. When it was high in value, 24 of them were equal to a zuz. That's when it was worth more. Ha de zol, kum tlasin v'tartin bezuzo. When it was worth less, you need 32 of them to a zuz. It went down, and therefore there's no machlokas. The question is how much it was worth at that time. Period. But either way, there's nothing fundamental. No fundamental machlokas. And now we get back to other inyanim of kedushin. Amar Shmuel. Here we go. Kitcha b'timra. A man gives his wife a date. Hariyam mukudeshes li b'tmarazu kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. Mazel tov. Afilu omeid kur tamarim b'dinar mikudeshes. Says Shmuel, even if an entire kur, a huge amount of dates are worth a dinar, meaning this one date is for sure worth very, very little, mikudeshet's still a good marriage. Why? Chayshinan shemashav apruta b'madai. Maybe this date, even though here it is not worth a pruta, but maybe somewhere else, maybe in Madai, it's worth a pruta. Why dafka? Madai, Rashi says, it's just a place. Third wide line in Rashi, klomar, bimakom she'ein tmarim mitsuyim. It's a place where they don't have too many dates. So it's worth a lot there. So that's why he just picks a date. If you look at the mitzpah Eisan in the back here, he quotes Madai in other places, is used as a place of chashivus. People pay a lot of money for things there. So that's why he quotes a couple of midrashim about Madai, right? Inyana Dioma. So Shem Hashem approved of Madai. That's the Purim connection for today. So anyways, the Shmuel says, Mekudeshes, because Chayshina Shem Hashem approved of Madai. Let's just finish the line and then we'll discuss the Rishonim. V'ha'anan t'nan, b'beisil omen b'pruta b'shav pruta. Aye, but doesn't Beisila say pruta or shava pruta, and therefore there is no specific shear, right? Pruta, shava pruta. So lokasha b'kudushe vadi b'kudushe safek. No, it depends if it's vadi or safek. If you use a pruta mamish here, so that it's vadai. Here, it's safek, kidushe safek, because of shema shava pruta mamadai. There is again a machlokes rishonim. Is Shmuel saying a chumra now? Is this a din d'oraisa or is this a din d'rabbanan? Rov Rishonim, we'll start with the Ritva, say this is a din d'rabbanan. Midor Raisa, ein l'davar ela makomo. If I give something here, it's not worth a pruta here, we're not married. Right? I didn't give you a pruta's worth of hana. And therefore, nothing to talk about. That's on a d'oraisa level, it's not called mamon. Says the Ritva. Nirin Divar Rabino Agadel. I'm sorry. That's number one. And therefore, because it's a chumra d'rabbanan, do you need? What happens if to get to Madai, it's going to spoil by then? Does that have to really get to Madai? So the Ritva says no. Doesn't have to get to Madai. It's just chayshin shabrut of a Madai, and therefore even here it's a chumra. It's a chumra d'rabbanan. Number one. Number two. What if you know it is vadai shavapruta b'madai? So is that Vadei Vadei Mekudeshes here or not? Says the Ritva, no, even Savei Mekudeshes, because still it's a Chumra Durabanan. It's just saying Shema, but it doesn't mean it has to actually get there. That's the Ritva. Maybe all of his shitas are connected. Who argues? The Rambam. The Rambam sounds like he holds that it is a Din D'Oraisa here. We're talking on a D'Oraisa level. The Rambam says, HaMekadesh V'Pachas V'Sharapruta Eina Mekudeshes Kitcha Ba'ochel O B'Kli v'chayotzibo sheshave pachos mipruta harezi mukudeshes misafik. Sounds like a zaraisa. V'tzricha get misafik shemar davar zeh shave pruta b'machom acher halamadata shekala makadish b'shave kesef imay yeshave pruta ba'osa medina hare elu kiddushi vaday v'im eino shave pruta hare elu kiddushi safik. Achronim are medayik, though, from the Rambam, that if you know vaday, it's worth a shavar pruta and madai, then you'll be mekudeshes vaday. The Ritva quotes that from the Rambam. V'yesha pirshu, kiva de b'madai shavar pruta hare chashiva mamon. V'ka kazav Rambam. And then he quotes, where's the line that he says it? Nirin divrei rabbeinu agadol, he quotes this from the Rif, shekasa shafilu bari lona shavar pruta b'madai, ena ala kudushi safik midrabanan, b'shem chumra de'eshes ish. That's the Ritva. Shilu menadin ein lucha b'kidushin ela kifim mekom v'shaito. You only go by right now. But the medayik for the Rambam, otherwise. And then the Rambam adds, yireli, which, as we know, is his own conviction, shem kidesh betav shalo b'yarek, she'eno miskayem v'chayotze bahem. It's not going to last till you get to Madai. Im lo ha'yashar v'pruta bozo makom, eino mekudeshes klal. The Rambam looks at it very practically. Can it get there? Can she get a shar v'pruta's worth there? If it's not going to get there, it's vadai. Eino mekudeshes. Shaharei davar ze eino magil o makom acher, ad she yipaseid v'ye aved, v'lo yeshav eklum. The davar shal tamu ze v'roi lismoch alav. That's the Rambam Shita, that it's not going to get there. It's not going to get there. That's the Rambam, and our Gemara is only talking about a case where it is going to get there. The Ran just adds in another lashon. The Ran sounds like the Rambam, that it's on a Daraisa level, but he adds in a Gemara that we had a couple of days ago. He says this must be working with the principle of Lididi Shaveli. And we had that by the Pidyon HaBen context a couple of daf ago. So the Ran quotes that Gemara here, says she's saying, because it's worth it Madai, so it's worth the Pruta to me even here. According to that svara, it might not have to get there, even on a daraisa level. But that's the chumra of the din of Shmuel. Weiter. Hahu gavra de ikdish bizavda de urde. There was someone that was mekadesh bizavda de urde, a pile of mochin, of wool, of material. Yasiv Rav Simi bar Chiya lekame de rav vekama ayin ba. He was checking it out. He is bashava pruta in ilo lo. He was checking if it was worth a shava pruta. The Gemara says, v'ilas bashava pruta lo, v'yamar Shmuel, chayshinan. What do you mean, even if it wasn't worth the Shavar Pruta? Shmuel says, you're a Chayshinan for that in Madai. Lo kasha, b'kudushi vadai, b'kudushi safek. Yeah, he was checking because he wanted to know if there was vadai kiddushin. If not, there would be safek kiddushin. Period. Hahu gavra de ikdish pa'avna de kuchla, someone was makadesh, with a blue type of stone. A blue stone. Remember, we had a couple of days ago already, Tosas quoted that we use for a wedding, for a kiddushin ring. We don't use a tabashish ba'evin. Because, right, we want it to be clear. We want there not to have to be issues of shamai. So if you remember, Tosas quoted that on Tes Amid Aleph, right? We quoted that, where's the lashon of the minog? Lefich anago olam akadish b'tabash she'ein ba'evin. Okay, what if you did? What if he did right here? Yosef Rav Chisda v'kamishayelai. See, he also is trying to figure it out. He is bei shavet pruta in v'ilo lo. V'ilas bei shavet pruta lo v'amar Shmuel chayshinan. Don't we say that you're going to be mekudeshes anyway? Rav Chisda lo sabalei de Shmuel. Rav Chisda can argue. He can say no. It goes like right here. Right, it goes like, and this is an interesting machlokas now. Is this a machlokas on a daraisa level or on a darbana level? That could be a machlokas between the Ritva and the Rambam, as we had earlier. Period. But it's only a semicolon, not a period. Because the story continues. But all of a sudden, what happened? So this man gave this stone to this woman, and Rav Chisda was checking it out. Meanwhile, she accepted Kiddushin from someone else. So now the question is, was that first Kiddushin? Kiddushin. So Amra Le'ime. So the mother of the first boy says, Vahu Yoma de Kitsha Havi Beishav Epruta. It was worth the Shavah Pruta last week. You know, price has gone down. So you think, is that worth the Shavah Pruta? Married to my son. Amar la. Lav kol keminach da asart la basra. No, you, the mother, doesn't have the power to asar her on the second one. Meaning, once I decided that it was not worth the Shavah Pruta, and therefore, you can't say that it was worth the Shavah Pruta last week. There are no records, and, you know, you don't have that power. Ask all the Rishonim. Actually, let's just finish first. Let's continue. So the Gemara says that in his answer, he says, Lav hainu di Yehudis, de bisud Rabbi Chiya. Isn't this similar to the case of Yehudis, the wife of Rabbi Chiya? This is Zohar of Chizda talking. Tahavis latzar leida. She had a very difficult labor. Amrali, she said afterward, as if, like, she doesn't want to go through this again. So, Amrali aim. My mother told me, she tells her husband, I just remembered. Ki belbich avuch kidushe ki zutris. Your father said that when you were very little, he accepted kiddushin for you on behalf of someone else. So sorry, I'm not married to you anymore. So Amar La, and he says, sorry, your mother doesn't have the power to do that. She can open without Edim, you can't do that. So similarly here, Rav Chisda says, it doesn't work. The Rishonim here discuss, is there a principle of Shavya Nafshei? What about Shavya Nafshe here? The mother says that it was worth a Shavya Pruta, so Shavya Nafshe. So the Pnei Yeshua here says, and others answer the question. But here, it's Shavya Nafshe for someone else. It's not that the girl is saying it herself. She believes the mother, but the mother is the source of the information. You can't say that to hurt someone else. Shavya Nafshe is if I say it myself. I want to ask her, this piece of meat is not kosher. Okay, I can't eat it. But here, Shavya Nafshe said the second one can't stay married to her? That's not fair. Right, that Shavya Nafshe doesn't work for this regard. So number one, the source is not her, it's the mother. And number two, you can't say Shavya Nafshe where it's going to affect others. So the Rishonim here discussed that, the Tosas Rid, and the Achronim also, Rabbi Chanan, and others. But we continue. So says the Gemara, Amri Le, Rabbanan, Rav Chisda, the Rabbanan say, wait a minute, Amai. Why do you say that for sure we don't have to worry about the first item that was given and it's out of the Shavuot Pruta, even though the mother's saying it was worth the Shavuot Pruta, but ha ika sahadi beidis to yadi dahu yoma avi beishavuot Pruta? Maybe there are edim. I'm adding in the maybe because maybe that's the correct shot here. Maybe there are edim somewhere out there that it's worth the Shavuot Pruta, right? Tosfos says that does not mean what I just said. Don't say it's a maybe. What, you're always choshesh that there are edim out there somewhere that they'll say something? No. Tosfos says there was a kol that went out that there are edim somewhere. We discussed at the end of Gittin the status of a kol. A kol doesn't mean stam one rumor. There was a kol that they checked out, and it's a substantiated kol. It's not two edim right here, but it's a substantiated kol, so maybe you should have to be worried about that. That's what Tosfos says. In Tiber Masel V'Ha'ika. Nira Larila Farish Vika Sadi Klomar Yatsa Hakol Sheish Edim Purisam Dinasayam. So they say to Rav Chisda, there are Edim out there that know maybe it was a Shavuot Pruta, so maybe she's married to the first one. So the Gemara answers, no, Hashtamila Listu, come on. They're not here now, I don't have to worry about them. Lav Hainu Dab Rabbi Chanina, and isn't this like what Rabbi Chanina says in Ksubis? Dab Rabbi Chanina, Edeha Batzad Estan Viteyaser? The halacha is there in the second parak in Ksubis, the principle of Pesha Asar, who Pesha Hitir. Says the Gemara there that as long as a woman is the source of her own reality, we trust her. If a woman comes and says, hi, I was married, but now I'm divorced. So we trust her. If a woman comes and says, I was captured, but they didn't do anything to me. So she's believed. But if there are edim that she was captured, then we don't believe her. The Mishnah says. So there, the Gemara talks about the daughters of Shmuel, the Bantim of Shmuel, that were captured, and they come into Beis Din, and they say, you know, we were captured. They come into Beis Medrash, we were captured, and we should, nothing happened. So they're believed. Maybe there are Edom somewhere, they were captured. So the Gemara ends off there with a rhetorical statement. There are Edom somewhere, Betzad Eston, but they all say, no, they're not here now, so we don't have to worry about it. Period. Good. Abaye v'Rava lo svir lehu lahadra of Chisda. Abaye v'Rava argue on this kula for the second husband. Imikilu b'shvuya to menavla nafsha gabi shivoi. In the shvuya case, we would be meko, even though there was a call that there might be edim somewhere else, because she makes herself look disgusting because she wants to prevent herself as much as she can not being with the captors. Nego beishas ish. Here we're talking about an eishas ish. And therefore, the Abaye v'Rava were machmir against Rav Chisda. And the Gemara just ends off, Ishtayer me'ahi mishpacha b'sura. There was someone that came out of that family in Sura about this girl who stayed married to the second one. Uparsha Rabbanamina, and the Rabbanan stayed away from her. Why? V'lamishan disfir lehu de Shmuel, not because they held like Shmuel, of chayshinan shema sheva pruta b'mandai, elamishan disfir lehu k'Abaye v'Rava. Because the Rav Chisda's psak was not fully accepted by the Rabbanan. Okay, weiter. There was a man who got married with a hadas in the shuk, in the marketplace. Shalcha Rav Acha Barhuna Lakamed Rav Yosef Ki Agav Namai. What's the halacha? So Shalach Lei Nagde Karav Visrakita Kishmuel. Give him Malchus, because Rav says you're not allowed to do that. We'll see what you're not allowed to do. But the marriage works. Right? Marriage works. Visrakita Kishmuel. Why? Here we go. Derav Mangid. Rav gave Malchus for all of these cases. Alda Makadesh Bishuka. First, if somebody gets married in the marketplace. So Rav gave Malchus for that. Why? Rashi quotes, they're all Mishum Pritzus. What does Pritzus mean? Pritzus is the opposite of Snius. Pritzus means there are some things that are not supposed to be done out in the open like this. Even if there are 500 people there. But still, out in the shuk, in the street, in the marketplace, it's inappropriate. If you look at the Rambam's Lashon here, it's beautiful. I mean, let's read the next line. The Rambam's also Makadish Babia. That's the next line. Rashi says Makadish Babia also. Rashi says Mishum Pritzus. That's inappropriate. We can't do that. Bizman Azeh. The Rambam's Lashon here, it's beautiful, is that because if you do this, it appears like it's Kodem Matan Torah. And the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, Perek Aleph, the unique idea of Kiddushin before Nisuin, that was before, that's what the Rambam quotes, Kodem Matan Torah and the Lachar Matan Torah, the uniqueness that we first create a context and then we have Nisuin. So the Rambam says that this is undermining that, and therefore it is a problem. Some of the other Rishonim say, well, maybe this is where you usually, have business dealings in the marketplace. So this is where you can have Kiddushin. Maybe it's similar to that Beis Shammai Svar that we had earlier. This is not a regular Kinyan. Don't do it in the normal place when there are Kinyanim. Anyway, all of these ideas are to protect the institution of marriage and protect the relationship. So Rav gave Malchus on the Makadish Peshuka, via the Makadish Bebiya, and also Makadish Bebiya. Tosfos explains here, Rashi says Pritzus, Tosfos explains in the Mishum Pritzusa, Tosfos towards the bottom, on the last line, Nira Lari, Tahainu Pritzus, Sheosin Tchilas Kinyonan Bebiya, Dumi de Makadish Belo Shiduche. You need to create a context first. Maybe in the days of old, the days in the Tanoim, then Kiddushei Bia, they understood how to use that as a Maisei Kiddushin. But Bizman Hazeh, we don't. Therefore, Tosfos says, we don't do that, and that's why Rav gave Malchus. The Rambam's Lashon is Nira Kiznus, in Ochos Yisurei Bia. So again, that's why we can't fathom it, but because that's exactly the point. It's Nira Kiznus in our eyes. V'yamak de Makadish Belo Shiduchei. Also, to be Makadish without Shiduche, not only Kiddushin, but even the, let's say, the non-halachic, but financially binding agreement of Shiduche, that also should occur, and if not, it's like too much by surprise. You have to build up to the Kiddushin. V'yalda Mevatel Gita, and others on the list here, if anybody is Mevatel Get, what does that mean? So, discussion in the Rishonim. Rashi here seems to say that you sent a Shliach to be give a Get, then you go on our Mevatel, the Shliach. Fine, but then the Shliach goes anyway and the woman doesn't know about it. Other Rishonim say, maybe we discuss this back in the fourth Perek in Gittin, that somebody, remember that we had a Machlokes, whether you send a Shliach or you Mevatel where you are, so the Shliach won't know about it. So, the Shliach knows about it, not know about it. Either way, one shouldn't do that once the process has begun. The Aldam Masar Modah Gita, if somebody, before they give a get, they tell Edom in private, what I'm doing now is I don't really want to give a get. And not everybody would find that out, and it could lead to problems. The Aldam Mitzar Shluchad Rabbanan, if anybody is Huzman LeBezdin, and they beat up the Shliach of the Bezdin, okay, that's somebody who Rav gave Malchus to. V'altechala shmaita yilavei tlasen yomin, somebody who was put into cherim for 30 days and still didn't do tshuva for whatever he was put into cherim for. V'al chasne de dayer bechamua, and also for a son-in-law who lives with the mother-in-law. Right, somebody who lives in the in-law's house. Says the Gemara, de dayer in chalaf lo, what, only if you live there permanently it's a problem? Not if you just happen to sleep over there. Vahu chasna de chalaf ababa de bechamu of anagi Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes gave Malchus even for just like one night. Hahu made them have his daim acham semine. There were already rumors about the mother-in-law and the son-in-law, so that's why it was worse there. Ask all the Rishonim, what do you mean, bizman hazeh? Right, we have so many cases. Rav Shlomo Zalman lived with his in-laws for many years, right? Well, many times, the apartment's not ready yet. you live with the in-laws. So many answers given in the Mefarshim. The Ravid says on the Rambam, where the Rambam quotes this, if you have a cheder miyuchad, then it's okay. It means in the olden days, you have one big house, one big room in the house. Everybody sleeps in a different corner of the room. No, if you have separate rooms and doors and separations, the Ravid and the Magen Mishnah both say that would be okay. Tosfos also says here, what do we do a bizman hazeh for? Tosfos says, Bekulu, al zeh somchen chasanim bizman hazeh, shedorim bebeis chamosam. Nowadays, they do, hayne b'shul tovas hanah. They save money. The couples have no money when they first get married, so where are they going to live with the parents? Shedorim below schiris bebayis, tishol chacha, sheinem dorim b'shul chamosam, ela b'shul shar tovas shosin lehem. Everybody knows why they live there. They live there because, you know, it's financially a good deal. And therefore, if it's clear, that's the reason, so then it's not a problem. The Meiri writes also, Bizman hazeh, ein benos Yisrael, are chashen in this way, and therefore there are kulas in this regard. Vaiter, Nardoi Amri, Bekulu lo marge Rav, Ela al, Nardoi says, no, Rav only gave Malkus for the following, the Makadish Bebia, Bilo Shiduche. Vika da Amri, Afilu Bishiduche Nami, Mishum Pritzusa. Right, that is what they give Malkus for. Interesting, some of the Achronim wonder here that Rav stopped Kiddushei Bia. Does that relate to the Taz in Ilchos Rosh Hashanah, where the Taz says, and in Yerideya, that the Rabbanan do not have the power to aser something that's Beferis Laheter in the Torah? That's where the Taz asked the Kasha, why don't we aser blowing shofar in Rosh Hashanah? It's a musical instrument. And the Rabbanan asered all musical instruments on Shabbos and Yantif. So the Taz says, oh, you can't say that. Right, if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, fine. But Stam Rosh Hashanah, you can't blow shofar on Sukkos. It's a musical instrument. So why Rosh Hashanah? The Taz says, you can't say that. Why? Because the Torah says to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. When the Rabbanan say you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, when it falls out on Shabbos, fine. You blow shofar for other years. They didn't wipe out the mitzvah. But if the Rabbanan would wipe out a mitzvah, they're not allowed to do that. And that's what the Taz says also by Bris Milah. There's an extra pasuk in the Torah that says Bris Milah is done on Shabbos if it's a Milah Bismano. So the Taz says, why aren't we Gozer? Gozer, you don't do Bris Milah. Why Shema Yishema, you might carry the knife? The answer is because it's Beferish Behetu LaTorah. So here, Kiddushei Bia. Kiddushei Bia. So the Shema Shana Balacha here asks, is that a violation? So the answer is, the Torah says that that's allowed, not that it's obligated. There are other ways to do it. Rosh Hashanah is obligated. You got to blow shofar. Mila is obligated. You got to do a Mila Bismana. But here it's not obligated. You have to use this derech. So therefore, there's no, that's one suggestion how there's not a violation. Okay, let's at least start the next piece, and then we'll, B'Hashem, we will continue, tomorrow. Hahu Gavra. We'll start the next story. The Kaddish Bitsifta Da'asa. Somebody, was Makadish, a woman with a mat of, a bunch of, Hadassim. Amrule, Bahalas Bashemapruta. They said to him, there's no Shemapruta in there. What are you doing? Amrulehu, Tiktish Ba'ar Bazuze De Ispa. You know, look inside. Look inside. There's money inside. I gave her this reed mat. I wanted her to have a something to sit on, but in there there's money. So they opened it. Shakalta. She opens it. She sees the money. Vishtika. She holds it. She doesn't say a word. That's the mayor. So at the moment of the Nesina, she did not know. Afterwards, she now knows. So she keeps it. She didn't throw it to the ground at all. She didn't do anything. She keeps it. She's quiet. Is that a good marriage? At the moment of the Nesina, she did not know, the Edom did not know, and then, a few seconds later, she holds on to it, and the Edom see that she has it, but she doesn't say anything. Amar Rava, havi shtikusa d'lachar matan mos. This is shtika after matan mos, v'chol shtikusa d'lachar matan mos, lav klumhi. Too late, it does not work. Why? Look at Rashi, third to last skinny line, shemitchila, kishakibalta, v'hamos, ha yubesocha lo yadavahan. She didn't know about it. Because this shtika is why, it doesn't have to be an acquiescence to the marriage. Okay, thank you very much for the money. But I don't have the marriage in mind, so therefore, says Rava, Says Rava, yes, it's shtika lachar matan mos, therefore it doesn't work. What's Rava's source for this? So that, B'Hashem, we'll have to see, in the coming days. Okay? Well, B'Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.